Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I am so blessed to be back with you this afternoon and giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor for allowing me once again to come before you. Praise God. Miss you. Praise God. But God is still God, and he's still on the throne. Praise the Lord. And he's still doing what he always does. And that is, he continuously blesses his people. And those that are faithful unto him will want for no good thing. And I pray, God, that you and yours are blessed today and that you are, praise God, happy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Giving God honor today, praise God, for life and strength and use activities of my limbs and being clothed in my right mind. Got a mind to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I realize, praise God, without him, I am nothing. And today, praise God, let us go to the throne, praise God, before the Lord. Father, we are here today, God, to glorify you, Father God, and lift up your word today, praise God, because it's all about you. Praise the Lord. It's about you, praise God, and your word, praise God, be going forth, praise God, and accomplishing that in which it has been sent. And today, Lord, we come, Father, asking, Lord, that you forgive us for every iniquity, sin, and our shortcomings. Father God, that we fall not short and that our prayers be not hindered, that we may receive, Father, all that you have promised to us, and that we will receive it, Father God, giving you praise, glory, and honor in the midst of all the blessing that you have, praise God, will pour out on us because of our obedience. And today, praise God, if there's anyone that's among us today that is not saved or don't know you and the pardon of their sins, Lord, I'm asking, God, that you, praise God, would stretch forth your almighty hand. Praise God, receive them into your glory. Wash them with the hyssop of your word. Most of all, praise God, bring them into the family of God, that they may be your people and you will be their God. Father God, it's a wonderful thing, praise God, when one repents and comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we say right now, Father God, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, all you need to do is confess, receive, and believe. If you can receive, praise God, and confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, thou shall be saved. And this is the word of the Lord. Amen. And today, praise God, we don't want to prolong the time, but we're going to go into the word today. And today's word is this. When God say, not now. When God say, not now. And sometimes, praise God, when God say, not now, we don't want to acknowledge it, praise God. We overlook it and we try to, praise God, ignore it. But when God says not now, he means not now. And today, praise God, what he's saying, praise God, not now, praise God, might not be the time that you have set for something to go right in your life or something to happen for you right then, praise God. But you need to know today, my friend, that he knows the right time, the right time, the right place, and the right amount, the right decision. He knows when it shall happen. But you don't give up, praise God, because when he says, when God says, not now, he didn't say it wouldn't happen. He just said, not now. And praise God, we have to learn, praise God, to rest in the Lord Jesus Christ and be content in him. I believe the word of God said, whatever state that you're in, learn to be content. Learn to be content in God's decisions. You know, praise God, God deal with us differently. And when he says, not now, he means that you don't need to worry about it. You just go on, continue to press on, move it out of the way so God can continue to open the ways before you, unblock, praise God, those hindrances that's hindering you, praise God, that's stagnating you, that's causing you, praise God, to fall away from the faith. But just move aside that and let God put the light at your feet. He become a lamp in your pathway that you can walk, praise God. And not worry about what's about to happen, because if you give it over to the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no need to worry about it. He's saying today, praise God. He says, praise God, he wants us, praise God, to be his bountifully, you know, servants. He wants us, praise God, to live and keep the word of God in us. He wants us, praise God, to open our eyes that we might behold wonderful from the Lord. He wants us, praise God, not, praise God, to be, praise God, afraid, praise God, or be hid or hide things, praise God, that we think we can hide from him, because, praise God, he sees it all. You understand? The God, Lord, sees it all. He knows all. There is nothing done in the dark that shall not be revealed in the light. Because he knows us, he's the one that what created us, and he knows us, yes. And see, you, praise God, you don't want, praise God, to get caught up, praise God, where you're trying, praise God, to do it your way when he told you already, not now. You see? Because when he rebukes you, he will rebuke you, yes. We have to learn to, praise God, to follow the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. If you do not know the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will follow whatever, whoever, and sometimes, praise God, anything, praise God, you will follow. You must, praise God, know the word of the Lord and know the voice. But God is aiming us. He's trying to aim us, praise God, that we may be set, praise God, on a two-way track. Praise the Lord. A track, praise God, has two rails on it, not one, praise God, but two. That's the banner, said hallelujah, somebody. And if the track is, praise God, is a direction, praise God, that we may go to put the track down, praise God, so you can follow the track to get to the destiny, hallelujah, and where you're trying to go. And see, it's called direction. And God is trying to show us he put a track down that we may go for, praise God, into a direction of holiness and to love, praise God, to obey the word of the Lord. And the trails, praise God, the rails that he puts down for us to go, praise God, to give us, praise God, some stagnant, praise God, that we might not fall, praise God, we're not unbalanced, but we are balanced. And it's like, praise God, he's going us to get on those tracks that he's put before us, that if we consider it, praise God, as some way we can travel, and our prayers will travel, praise God, from earth to heaven before the throne of God, and we'll be in the place of meditation of God's word. Amen. We can meditate upon God's word because now, praise God, we understand when he says not now. It does not mean, praise God, that he's not going to do what he said he would do because he must do it. Why not? Why should he do it? Because he's not a God that he should lie. If he said it, he shall bring it to pass. Amen. And he said to us, praise God, I put these down to give you a guide. And the guide is, praise God, I want you to meditate in my word. Okay, he wants you to meditate in the word. He wants you to get into what you may call a spiritual dynamics. He wants you to, praise God, to get, praise God, where you can talk to him and he can talk to you. He wants us, praise God, to be with open relationship to him. We must join God the Father in his magnificent and his superior of his glory through, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, by treasuring all that God is, loving all whom he loves, praying for all of this and his purposes, and meditating on all of his word, and being sustained by all of his grace. Amen. He's not saying, praise God, he don't want you to do a little of it. He wants you to meditate upon all of his word. And praise God, how do we do that? Because, praise God, we got to learn praying before the throne of God and meditating upon the word of God is like the parallels of the two rails, praise the Lord, that enables us, praise God, with some stability of our souls and to stay on track. Stay on track means stand in the word. Don't be tossed to and fro. Don't be, praise God, pushed here and there. But you, praise God, have some guidance. And the track that he leads for you, which is the word of God, meditation and prayer, amen, that leads to holiness and heaven. We need to renew our zeal for prayer and Bible meditation. We need to do that immediately. Everything gets old. Relationships get old. You get old. I get old. Clothes get old. Money get old. Yes. Everything gets old and worn and weak. Without a new awakening it and renewing and restoring, then it deteriorates. So we have to, praise God, stay in the word and in meditation and prayer. Stay in, praise God. Don't give up. Don't toss in everything. We must stay, praise God, before the face of our true and living God. We must give, praise God, attention on these great and precious things like prayer, meditation, to rekindle our passion for prayer and for the word. Now, there are some things, praise God, in the book of Psalms 119 and 118 that I want to get to you today to bring to you, praise God, to help us, praise God, to know this. See, we must, praise God, know, praise God, in the book of Psalms, out of the book of Psalms 119 and 18, it says, "Oh, open my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things from your what? Your law." This verse combines prayer and the word. And we need to see, praise the Lord, how so that we can combine them this way in our life. And there are some things, praise God, we must learn from this verse. And one of them things is that there are wonderful things in the word of God. Open my eyes, Lord. If my eyes need to be opened, then that means they are closed. I may behold wonderful things from your what? Your law, your word. The law, praise God, which means of Torah, and it means instructions or teaching in the book of Psalms. There are wonderful things in God's teaching for us. In fact, they're so wonderful that when you really see them, they change you profoundly. And not only, praise God, do the word of God change you, but it powers you. It empowers you, and it directs you into holiness, and it connects you to love. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, when we read and knowing that meditation or the memorizing of the word of God is so critical, we must understand that we must memorize and meditate on the word so that we may have the word that abides in us. We must learn, praise God. Also, that there's one thing we can see, and these wonderful things for that, which really are without God's supernatural help. He says, open my eyes that I may behold the wonderful thing from your law. If God does not open your eyes, we will not see the wonders of his word. You can go in and praise God and have all the degrees that you like, but if God don't give you the understanding and the opening of your eyes, you will not see it. Because to you, as being the natural-minded, they are spiritually, they are blind to you. We are not naturally able to see the spiritual beauty. When we read the Bible, I'm coming here, some people say, praise the Lord, I read the whole Bible. Oh, but you understand something? The letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive. Spirit bring forth life into the inner man. It brings forth life. When we read the Bible without the help of God, the glory of God in the teaching and the evidence of the Bible is like the sun shining in our faces of a blind man. All he knows, he feels the heat, but he can't see it. He can't see. When the sun is shining in a blind man's face, all he knows, boy, it's hot. He don't know where it's coming from, the top, the east, the west, the north, the south. All he knows that it's on his face, but he's blind. He cannot see. He cannot see. Not that you can't, you know, construe it or it's in his surface. That's not it in meaning, but you can't see the wonderful beauty, the glory of such that is wins your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, that it melts you, praise God. It mesmerizes you. Which leads, praise God, to the third thing that I want to tell you, that is from the verse, namely, that we must pray to God for supernatural illumination. When we read the Bible, open my eyes, Lord. So open my eyes, Lord. You see, you got to open it. He got to open your eyes for you. Not with the natural eye, but with the spiritual eye. And when the Lord says, not now, there's something that we're lacking that he wants to show us, but we need, praise God, all, praise God, everything that we need, praise God, to enhances us, that when he shows it to us, that we can accept it and we can receive it, praise God, and that we, praise God, can just be illuminated with his word, with his in his presence. This is what he said, open my eyes that I may behold the wonderful things from your law. Since we are helpless in ourselves to see spiritual beauty, We're helping send ourselves to see anything that we don't want to see, except the things that we shouldn't see. The spiritual beauty in the wonderful things of God, in the teaching and the evidence of the Bible, without God's gracious illumination. We should ask him for it daily. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see your word. I want to understand it. We must focus on prayer. We must focus on prayer, critical for the living of a Godward life that leads to heaven and has power and meaning on earth. We cannot even see what the word really is without God's supernatural help. Amen to this quiet. And therefore, we need to be a people of daily prayer, not just when you are in trouble, my friend, not just when you are going through, when you're sick, when you're down, when you're out, praise the Lord, but we must be connected, praise God, and be illuminated with the word that we can do this daily, that God will do whatever he must do to get the wonders of the word into our hearts and into our lives. He wants us to get the word. The word is what life is. Without the word, you have no life. Open my eyes, Lord, that I can see and confirm and experience the illumination of your supernatural power. The word is critical to life of holiness. You see, to say that is, that seeing the word and knowing it and having it in us critically is critical to living a life of holiness and love and power for the purpose of God. Not for you, not for me, not for them, not for those, but it's for the purpose of God. His word, we must treasure it in our hearts, that we may not sin against him. How then are we to avoid sin in our lives? If we treasure the word of God in our hearts, oh, how many people mess up their lives by not meditating on and living and memorizing the word of God. We can memorize every play. We can memorize every book we read. We can memorize everything somebody said. But when it comes down to the word of God, we can't remember anything. We can't even remember the only thing we might know is that God so loved the world. But now we say, now, where did you memorize that from? Well, I don't know. I just know that that's what it said. But it's important. It's very important. Then how are we to avoid sin in our lives? We're to avoid it by treasuring the word of God in our hearts. Do you want to live holy? I didn't say holy. I said holy. That is, do you want power to overcome sin and live a life? Do you? Or radically, godliness, sacrificial love, utter devotion to the cause of Christ, then get back on track. You got off the track to catch a ride somewhere else. He gave you direction which way you should go. God has ordained a way to glorify and to godliness and power. And it is a way of treasuring up the Bible in your heart. Many of us, praise God, we go to the house, what we call the house of God, you don't take a Bible anymore. You take your purse, but you don't take your Bible because you're going to look up on the screen and see what they say there. But you need your own. I say to you and to the old, and I say to you, to the parents of the young, the meditation on and memorizing and cherishing the Ten Commandments and the warning and the promises of God in the scripture has not been done away with. No, I do not say it is easy, especially when you are old. You want to consider yourself old. But most things is worse. It's not doing it at all. or trying to do it. That's the worst thing. It's like making a fine piece of furniture and making a good poem and making a great piece of music, making a special meal of celebration. None of them is easy, but they are worth doing. It is not a good life worth doing something about it. And I look at praise the Lord. Everybody want to be fit. Everybody is fit, working out to be fit. How fit can you get? How fit can you get? You're working out your outer body, but what about your inner man? It's dying daily because you're working it out. Oh, you're working it out. Everybody's squatting. Everybody's jumping. Everybody's shaking. Everybody's stooping. Everybody's pushing. Everybody's running. But you're doing all these things, but your soul, the spiritual part of the man, is dying daily. It's dying daily. You do nothing about that. But you make sure the outer appearance is fabulous. All vanity. Because this old outer appearance will pass away. But your soul will be required of you. Look good. I love to look good myself. I have to say so, yes. But it's not my God. And I do. But it's not my God. My God is staying in the Word and being connected to the source. I don't want to fear the one, praise God, that can do to can harm my body. But I want to fear the one that can harm the body and the soul. See, the soul will live forever, but the body will deteriorate. How fit can you go? Work it out. But feed the soul. Why go through the trouble? I'm taking time and effort to repeat over and over and over again how you looking and your exercise and making sure your muscles is straight and all this right here about your heart. And this is right, baby. Listen to me carefully because, you know, God is not just concerned about the outer man. He's concerned about the whole man, the physical, the spiritual, He's concerned about it all. But we as human beings, we have become lovers of ourselves more than lovers of God. We're taking the time and effort. We make sure we get up and get there and work out and run and run and run and sweat and run and run and sweat and jump. Run and run and sweat and jump. Then we go home and we eat something we shouldn't eat. Then we go and we run and run and jump again. But see, all these things is vanity. Do it. But you must. It is like you must be concerned about your soul. Very simple. You must connect to the one that gave your soul. And the Bible says plain as day, this come by treasuring up the word of God in your heart. Your word I have trusted and treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you. Jesus put it like this in this great prayer for us in John 7:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is true. Sanctify. It is a biblical word for making a person holy or godly, a loving or pure, a virtuous or spiritual or wise. And these things I say to you, my friend, I want for myself and my children, and I want for you, so that then should we do this constantly daily. If we are sanctified by the truth, by the truth and the word of God is true, do we need to do? What if a doctor said to you, you're very sick and may die of your sickness, but if you would take this medication, you would get well and alive and If you neglect to take the medication, too busy, the pills are too big, too hard to swallow, okay, just forget, you're going to stay sick, and you may die. That's the way it is with your sin and spiritual immature. If you neglect what God tells you, you will sanctify your soul by what? You can sanctify your soul and make you mature and strong and holy, and then you will not mature and you will not die of it as a sinner, but you are constantly now connecting to your real source, reading and meditating on memorizing, praise the Lord, and sharing the word of God is God-appointed way of overcoming sin and becoming a strong, godly, mature, loving, wise person. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Therefore, wonderful things to be seen in the word of God that will transform you deeply if you really see them and treasure them in you. We cannot see without God's help. He said, open my eyes, Lord. We are not able to see them, these wonderful things in the word, for what they really are without God's supernatural help. We overlook them. They're not important. The reason is that we fallen and corrupt and dead in sin, my friend, and therefore blind and ignorant and hard. It tells us in Ephesians 4:18, we are darkened in our understanding, exclusive from the life of God because of the ignorance. Did you say it, God? That's what he said. I didn't say it. Because of the ignorance that is in us, because of the hardening of our hearts. That's what Moses wrote about. He wrote about this probably in Deuteronomy 29:2-4. And Moses summed up all Israel, and he said to them, you have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt. Those great signs and wonders, wonderful things, yet to this day the Lord has not given you a heart to know, nor see, to see, nor hear to hear. Notice, you have seen, but you cannot see without God's supernatural work. You hear it. You don't take it seriously. It's nothing. It's something you make fun of. That's what you do. We are guilty and corrupted and hard and ignorant and blind without the awakening. And the enlivening, the softening, the ominous, the purification. Praise God, the enlightening work of God in our life. We will never see the beauty of the spiritual reality without God's illumination. Because we want to do it our way. But I want to let you know today, my friend, we will never see the wonders and the glory of what the Word teaches without God opening the eyes of our hearts and giving us a spiritual sense of these things. We must understand, knowing this is to make us desperate for God and hungry for God, that you not only, praise God, live a life outwardly in beauty, but you can also live it inwardly in beauty and set us, praise God, on a place, praise God, that we may be set up on that solid rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. Knowing and treasuring the truth of God's word is critical to begin, and to begin living a holy and a loving, true, heavenly bound life. And if by nature we cannot see this, we are doomed. The word is like the shining in the face of the blind man. Unless God open your eyes to that glory, you will not see the glory. We won't be changed. I pray, praise God, that you hear word, that, praise God, the word has helped you to open your eyes, to know that God loves you so much. Praise God. There's nothing wrong, praise God, with keeping yourself healthy and keeping it strong and looking good. There's nothing wrong with it. But there's something wrong with it when you don't involve God in it. Amen. Amen. I pray, praise God, that you, praise God, hear the word today, because the word of God does not change. He says, What happens when God says, not now? And that today, praise God, of the judgment. Don't be one, praise God, that he would say, depart from me, for I know you not, for your work was of iniquity. God is saying to you today, come. Come as you are. I'll in no wise cast you out. Come. I pray that your eyes or your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. In other words, I think, praise God, and I pray that these things, you have received them with your external senses. But unless you perceive the glory of them with your spiritual sense, the eyes of your heart will not change. Amen. Listen to the word of the Lord today. Let God know he said, I send my word. I sent my word and it healed them of all of their afflictions. God sent the word today, and the word will not go out for it. Father, if there's anyone today, praise God, do not know you're the partner of their sin. Help them, Father God, to confess today, to confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that you have raised, we were raised from the dead, and they shall be saved. Amen. It's like taking even candy to a baby. Baby doesn't care as long as it's sweet. May not look sweet, but when they taste it, it's sweet. To know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, he's sweet, I know. I'll tell the world wherever I may go that I find the Savior, and he's sweet, I know. You be blessed, and may the Lord keep you, is my prayer.